Once that was done, they then had to pick only the ones that were full, well-matured peas. All the flats, that's what was not mature, had to stay on the helm to ripen at a later date. The women used to pick the peas in what was called pouches. This is similar to something that they made of linen, which my late mother used to make, and they tied this pouch around their waist, and then they had to bend their backs to pick the peas and put them into the pouch. There would be as many, probably in the early days, of about 40 pickers in the field. They would be looked after with a ganger who, when he walks up and down the row to see they weren't treading on peas, putting in flat ones which they should not put in, and they were very strict in those days. And then when he saw that one picker perhaps had her pooch nearly full, he would then say, right, bottoms up. And that would mean every woman or man there would have to untie their pooch, and the ganger would come along with willow baskets, which would hold around about a bushel. That's what they were sold in those days, bushels. And the ganger used to then take them back to the scale and weigh them, and the pickers went on again in the normal way, picking, filling up the bushes again. We used to hold hoeing competitions where, of an evening, round about 15th to 20th of May, you would get, we had as many as 84 one evening at Pratt's Farm, and these people used to come and compete one against the other, and they had 100 yards to hoe or to single. That would be 50 yards down and 50 yards back, so that meant you had two rows, and then you missed the next row because the competitor might tread on your plants, which you didn't want, and then you had every other row, you had two rows for the competitor to hoe. The farmer in whose field the roots were being grown usually was looked upon to supply a barrel of beer free of cost, because of course he had so many roots hoed for nothing, and there was no entrance fee. The prize was usually £3 to £5, first prize, and it was an evening out where Jack met Harry, which he hadn't seen perhaps since the last 12 months, but of course unfortunately that's now gone. I think the old television has taken all this competition away, and we are still running the plumbing.